Coverage in every situation, Remington Pinnock has your back. Call 620-364-3276. KBOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. Good Thursday morning. I'm Scott Hayes. It is 10:07.
KBOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local, presents Candidate Forums 2021. Brought to you in part by ESB Financial, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Ray Roofing Incorporated, roofing and sheet metal, 805 E 6th in Emporia. Justice Painting, no job too tall or too small. Call Justice Painting, 757-2343. And Geotech, your land surveyors of the Emporia and Flint Hills area, 115 West 5th Avenue in Emporia. And now, Candidate Forums 2021 on KBOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local.
Good morning and welcome to KVUE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and KVUE.com as we launch our coverage of the 2021 November general election with our first of four candidate forums here today. Chuck Samples, your host here today. We'll be focusing today and also on Tuesday on the upcoming city commission race. And then on the 12th and the 14th, we will be focusing on the USD 253 Emporia School Board races. But first off, we want to welcome to the KVUE Sutherland studio line here today City Commission incumbent Danny Giefer and also City Commission hopeful William Garner. Danny, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Great. Glad to have you in. William, good morning. How are you today?
Yes, good morning. I'm doing well. Glad to be here.
Great. We are also hoping to get a hold of Jeremy Hinkle. He is another City Commission hopeful. We have not been able to connect with him yet. If we do, we are going to plug him in so we can get our questions answered and your questions here as well. We will open things up to the phone bank here a little bit later on this morning, but we do have a number of different questions. And again, we do encourage you to get your questions to us. 620-342-5863, the number to call or text here today. Now, in years past, with pre-COVID-19 procedures, we would draw numbers or flip a coin, depending on how many candidates we would have in the building. Given the situation that we have with both of our candidates going on the phone and likely the rest of our forums going on the phone as well, we will go ahead and actually go alphabetical. And in our case here this morning, William and Danny will flip the order of who's going to answer the questions first and who will answer second. Before we do that, we certainly want to let you know that our candidate forums, both today and through October, are brought to you by ESB Financial, by Ray Roofing Incorporated, by Justice Painting, and by Geotech. And we're, again, very glad that they're on with us here to get you informed here about the upcoming November general election. With all of that in mind, let's go ahead and get started here today. And we will start with opening statements, like we always do, and this gives our candidates a chance to introduce themselves to you if you don't already know them and give you a sense as to why they're running into office. And William, we'll go ahead and start with you. Your opening statement and why you're running for office here for Emporia City Commission.
Well, good morning, Chuck. Firstly, I want to thank you for putting this forum together. To start off here by introducing myself, originally came to this community about 10 years ago as a shy 19-year-old fresh out of high school. I started here at Emporia State University. And through that time, Emporia has played a very significant part in shaping who I am as an individual. I was certainly nervous to be on my own, but this community welcomed me, and I quickly made many lifelong friends here. Over the last decade, this community, it's allowed me to experience new things and meet new people. It's challenged and tested me, but always with the intent of ensuring that I come out as a stronger and better person. This community's given so much to me, and I simply feel that it's time to return that favor. And I see by running for the City Commission that I'll be able to serve as a voice, and especially as a voice from the next generation of leaders here in Emporia.
Danny, let me ask you, first off, your opening statement and why you're running for office here this season.
Okay, first up, I would like to thank KVOE for hosting this forum. It has truly been an honor to serve as a city commissioner the past 8.5 years and serve as mayor for 3 of those years, a job that I've really enjoyed. As a citizen, business owner, and father of two children and having five grandchildren, I feel that I have a big stake in the direction our city is heading. My wife and I moved here to Emporia 51 years ago, been married only 3 months, and unemployed. Emporia has been very good to us, and I feel this is a good way of giving back.
Danny, I will start with you on this particular question, and it really dovetails off of your opening statement. What experience do you bring to the table that has made you a good city commissioner and will help you if elected?
Okay. Aside from being a city commissioner this past 8.5 years, I've worked in maintenance for more than 8 years at Iowa Beef, 30 years in supervision at Wolf Creek, as well as being a successful small business owner for the past 30 years. I know what it takes to put a budget together. Through my past knowledge in maintenance, I am very familiar with the large assets such as our wastewater plant and freshwater plants and maintaining millions of dollars in infrastructure. As a city commissioner, you are put in position many times in making decisions that affect many people. My common sense approach serves me well in that aspect.
William, what experience do you bring to the table that would help you if you're elected?
Well, I've been a part of this community for, again, the last decade, and I consider it my home. Simply having love for this community, having passion and energy for this community, wanting to see it grow and improve, that's an important quality that I have that certainly I would bring to the table, and I think you need to have that quality to be an effective city commissioner. Additionally, I work in human resources at Simmons Pet Food, and being in that role, it really allows me to hear from many individuals living within this community. Every day I'm interacting with people, and I hear what they love about this community, and also hear where they feel areas of improvement are needed for this community. So I think it's important that having that background, I'm able to bring those voices to the City Commission and hopefully be able to work to bring those voices forward.
Understood.
These are, of course, everyday hardworking Emporians, and it's vitally important that they have a voice here on the City Commission, and I know that I can deliver that.
William, what do you see as the biggest issue or issues facing the city at this particular point in time?
Just simply from talking with individuals and hearing what they have to say, the most significant issue that I feel that's affecting the city or that we're facing is housing. I don't think there's sufficient housing, especially for those that are moving to Emporia here for the first time and those that are starting their careers here in Emporia, those that are starting families here in Emporia. I hear consistently from new Emporians that they can't find a home to and then it makes me wonder, how can we attract good people and good families to this community when there are limited housing options? How can we grow our businesses and our community when, we can't attract people to live here? And I know that this issue isn't a surprise to anyone. I know that it's at the forefront of everyone's minds. But I do feel that we need to do more and we need to be more aggressive in addressing this issue.
Danny, what do you see as the biggest issues facing the city right now?
Well, the biggest issue right now is replacing the city manager right at this point. It's essential that we select the right person for the future of Emporia and its citizens. We're on the very early part of the process of doing that. Some of the other issues are, creating new jobs, increasing available housing. That's something that we've been working on. I don't think it's something that when I got on the commission 8 years ago, we had talked about, housing and how we can do that. And some of the things that we put together through the past years is the RHID was a great thing in jump-starting our housing here. Also, the Black and Gold District up there where the Chelsea Lofts, Legacy Lofts were all built up there. There's more than 100 units up there that was put in. So those initiatives, we're constantly looking at other ways to increase that. And there's some other things. There's some, under the RHID, we've had three housing districts, the Hidden Vista, the Riverside, and the Pleasant Point addition. And probably wouldn't realize, but over the past 8 years, we've built over 162 housing, single family housing, which is not enough. And in addition to the apartments and stuff like that, Whittier Place is another area that we're, that's housing's going up right now. Those are apartments. So, housing is an issue. It's not really, it's an issue here in Emporia, but it's also a nationwide issue right now. So, we'll be working on that over now and in the future.
Okay. Gentlemen, let's take our first break here on the KVOE Candidate Forum. Again, we're chatting with William Garner and Danny Giefer here, both candidates for Emporia City Commission. Jeremy Hinkle is unavailable at this particular point in time to join us on the forum. We'll be opening things up here shortly as far as questions for our panel is concerned. But again, we're taking our first break now. We'll talk more about the different issues and concerns that face city government when we come back. Our candidate forum here today is brought to you by ESB Financial, Ray Roofing Incorporated, by Justice Painting, and by Geotech.
I'm Karen Summers from ESB Financial. We're a proud sponsor of today's candidate forum. We believe that being part of the political process as an educated voter is one of the biggest responsibilities we take on as citizens of the city of Emporia, the state of Kansas, and of our great country. Voting in this election is vital as we deal with so many very important issues. Please take the time to determine the best candidate for you in each and every race. Then get out and exercise your right to vote. The future of our country depends on all of us.
Keeping your cool under extreme conditions is very important. The same goes for the roof over your head. Just ask your professional roofing contractor at Ray Roofing Incorporated. Reflective white TPO Carlisle roofing systems are proven to keep solar heat out of buildings and are energy efficient for high performance that's strikingly affordable. Now that's cool. Call 620-342-7576 and let the experts go to work for you. Ray Roofing Incorporated, roofing and sheet metal, 805 E6 in Emporia.
Looking to get painting done but don't know who to call? Well, just call the folks at Justice Painting. They are your one-stop shop for all your painting needs. Offering professional painting services of interiors, exteriors, kitchen cabinets, drywall, and commercial work. With no job too tall or too small, just call Jerem for a free quote. That's Justice Painting, 620-757-2343.
This is Steve Brosmer with Geotech, your land surveyors of the Emporia and Flint Hills area, with another edition of Did You Know? Did you know that if you are listening to this announcement, then I have missed my intended audience? That's because you will most likely vote in the upcoming general election. This year, the stakes have never been higher, so please encourage your friends and family to exercise their right to vote in this November's election. And see Geotech at 115 West 5th for all your land surveying needs.
KVOE's Candidate Forums. KVOE, live and local.
1020 on KVOE on KVOE.com with our candidate forum underway for Emporia City Commission candidates Danny Giefer and William Garner. Again, we are continuing to reach out to Jeremy Hinkle, who is at this point in time unavailable for comment. With that in mind, we will continue to move forward as our forum here today is brought to you by ESB Financial, Justice Painting, Geotech, and by Ray Roofing Incorporated. Danny, I'll start with you on this particular question, and you've referenced it here right before we had our first break, but how much of a concern is the tight labor market, and how can the city help business owners at this time with the issues that they're facing with the labor market?
Yeah, over the past couple years, we've had a pretty tight labor market. It's been a concern on any time we talk about a business coming into Emporia or the businesses that are in Emporia. So, and it's got a little worse in the last year. It is a concern. It's something that, that we're limited on how much we can do, but there is things that we can do. I still remember going to a conference with the National League of Cities in Seattle a few years back, and one of the things that come out of that is is what really brings people to your community. And the top thing was quality of life. So things like things that we can do in addition to limited amount that we can do with our employers is things like improving our playgrounds, new splash pad, David Traylor Zoo. Those are, and shopping, doing your, keeping your streets up. And those are all quality of life things that, we need to do. And, also, as we mentioned in the previous question, housing, people, if they're unable to get the type of housing that they need or living quarters, a lot of people don't want single family dwellings. They want, quality, apartments. So it's a challenge, and I think it's a challenge that not only us in Emporia but the nation is tackling over these past months.
William, what do you see? How much of a concern is the tight labor market, and from your perspective, what can the city do to help?
This is a very significant concern. I mean, this is something that working in human resources I see every day. I see Emporia working to attract more businesses, which is great, but the problem is we don't currently have the people to staff the businesses that are currently here. And that leads me back to what I've said, that in my opinion, the city needs to focus more intently on how to attract people. And I hear what's been done over the last, I would say, decade or so, but it hasn't been enough. It hasn't been enough because you look at the recent census data, our population's declining. So clearly we're not attracting people here. More needs to be done. We need to be more aggressive about what we're doing. And I know that there's limited funding, there's limited things that we can do, but what we're doing now isn't working. And I certainly want to be able to come in with a fresh set of eyes into the city commission, talk with the city leaders and see what we can do, how we can be a little bit more aggressive in attracting people here. Once we have the people here, especially to staff our current businesses, then I think we can start looking at how we attract even more businesses here to the community.
The city obviously just passed its budget here a couple of weeks back, and the main discussion point to close out the budget cycle was the decision on wages. William, I'll ask you this. With the city passing a package here for this year and also incorporating a five-year plan moving forward, from your perspective, how best does the city move forward with wages? And if the city does move ahead with long-term wage increases, will the city have to make corresponding budget cuts elsewhere to float those?
I definitely agree that we need long-term wage increases here in Emporia. Stagnant wages are not going to attract people to this community. Stagnant wages aren't going to keep people here in this community. And so I certainly believe that it's important that city leaders openly and constructively discuss wage increases within the city. And a part of that discussion, city leaders need to partner with business leaders, both large and small employers, to understand how wage increases would affect them and how we can provide support to them. I know it's a hot topic, not just here in Emporia, across the state, across the country. It's a controversial one, too, but it's definitely worth talking about. I believe, we don't get anywhere as a community when we refuse to discuss all issues as well as all sides of an issue. So as to budget cuts, that's an issue that, of course, we may need to look at. I definitely would want to understand the budget a little bit better and understand where the city is currently spending its money. But I definitely think we need to look at how we can increase wages here in the community.
Danny, obviously you were part of the discussion here that led to not only the overall budget being passed, but the wage increases that did wind up getting passed as well. What do you see here moving forward? Does the city need to move ahead with long-term wage increases, and will it have to make corresponding budget cuts elsewhere over the next few years if indeed it does wind up making that move?
As far as wage increases, I think that's something that we need to have a conversation on. We made a, and you know, it's not something that's new. It's something that we've adjusted employees within the city based on their knowledge and the position they're put in over the last few years, and trying to get them up to the level where we can be competitive with other cities and also businesses. I think we did a short-term fix right now. I think we're going to move ahead and be addressing these in the future. As far as the long-term effects on the budget, I guess starting back 8 years ago, when we got in office, we had goal setting. And at that time, we adapted a five-year budget. And through that five-year budget, we were able into all of our funds, able to have adequate, if not, you know, healthy reserves. And so, you know, it's things like this or things like the pandemic. You know, those things are going to come up where we'll have to bump wages, we'll have to adjust to possible effects of a pandemic or a few years ago, water main break. But what that did to us was built up healthy reserves in our funds so that as these items come up, they're something that we don't have to do big, you know, budget cuts or anything for. I think as you learn, as you go through the budget and the functions of the city, there's going to be things that come up that cost you more than you anticipated or budgeted for. But with the reserves, it's always a cushion, and that's what the reserves are for, to fall back on. So no, at this point, we don't see any budget cuts at this point.
Before we take our second break, and again, we're with Emporia City Commission candidates Danny Giefer and William Garner here on our first of four KVOE candidate forums here today. The question comes up about COVID-19 pandemic policies. Obviously, we've been dealing with this for 18-plus months now. Danny, has the city done a good job of adapting? And in your mind, are the correct mitigation policies now in place, or should we see some changes here soon?
Yeah, I think we did a pretty good job. I think back in last year in March, when this thing all hit, I remember we had meetings, you know, it within 1 week we had no pandemic, seems like, and the next week we were in a crisis situation, so as the whole nation was. But we had meetings at that time, and then we had meetings with the county, the health department, and the effects that might be having. And then during the weekend, city staff worked all week to, I guess you'd call it, what if? What if our sales tax dropped? What if we had a lot of delinquent property taxes coming in? And we did a lot of what ifs. And then we also looked at capital expenditures and some of the things we put on the back burner. We didn't take them off, but we deferred them to another year or a little farther down the road when we felt more comfortable with the budget. So as far as the city point, I think we did a pretty good job. We also had several meetings, at the first really daily meetings with the health department, with the county health department, and try to get direction that we need to do for our citizens, requirements such as masks, mandates that we had for a short period, so those were all things that were pretty fluid. I mean, we were adjusting all the time, and some of the things that we anticipated, like sales tax drops that other cities had, we were a little more diversified, and we didn't have those drops, so.
Okay.
I think that's where we're at.
Okay. William, what do you think? Has the city done a good job of adapting to the pandemic? Do you feel the correct mitigation policies are in place, or should they be changed now?
I believe the city has done a fair job of addressing the COVID-19 pandemic. Of course, we ask, can more be done? Should more be done? I'd say yes. Generally, I believe more can always be done to protect our community and protect the people who live here. Of course, this is an issue that none of us have had to face in our lifetime before. In 2019, I certainly feel that the city did a very good job about addressing it coming into 2020. Of course, right now we're seeing another big increase in COVID-19 cases. So what those mitigation policies look like at this time, I can't say for certain.
I think we've had a little bit of a blip here. Okay, what we'll do is we'll take our second break here on the KVOE Canada Forum. Danny Giefer, William Garner are our guests here. Again, this is for the Emporia City Commission, and we will open up the phone bank here to you. So if you have questions or concerns that you want to have addressed here, the back half of the program is yours here today at 620-342-5863. We also do want to let you know that we will have another Canada Forum Tuesday at 10:06. This will be involving Susan Brinkman, Travis Hitt, and Jamie Souter. It's 10:33 on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM and KVUE.com Emporia. Canada Forum here today is brought to you by Geotech, brought to you by Ray Roofing Incorporated, by Justice Painting, and by ESB Financial.
Keeping your cool under extreme conditions is very important. The same goes for the roof over your head. Just ask your professional roofing contractor at Ray Roofing Incorporated. Reflective white TPO Carlisle roofing systems are proven to keep solar heat out of buildings and are energy efficient for high performance that's strikingly affordable. Now that's cool. Call 620-342-7576 and let the experts go to work for you. Ray Roofing Incorporated, roofing and sheet metal, 805 E6 in Emporia.
Looking to get painting done but don't know who to call? Well, just call the folks at Justice Painting. They are your one-stop shop for all your painting needs. Offering professional painting services of interiors, exteriors, kitchen cabinets, drywall, and commercial work. With no job too tall or too small, just call Jerem for a free quote. That's Justice Painting, 620-757-2343.
This is Steve Brosmer with Geotech, your land surveyors of the Emporia and Flint Hills area, with another edition of Did You Know? Did you know that the old saying, all politics is local, means that the foundation of our representative democracy begins with our local elected officials? Don't miss this opportunity to have your vote count more than in many other elections. I urge you to get out and vote for the candidates of your choice. And see us at Geotech for all your land surveying needs.
I'm Karen Summers from ESB Financial. We're a proud sponsor of today's Candidate Forum. We believe that being part of the political process as an educated voter is one of the biggest responsibilities we take on as citizens of the city of Emporia, the state of Kansas, and of our great country. Voting in this election is vital as we deal with so many very important issues. Please take the time to determine the best candidate for you in each and every race. Then get out and exercise your right to vote. The future of our country depends on all of us.
KVOE's Candidate Forums. KVOE, live and local.
10:35 on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and KVOE.com as Candidate Forum continues here today. Again, with William Garner and Danny Giefer joining us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line. If you have questions or concerns, let us know. Right now, call 342-5863, 620-342-5863 if you have questions here for our candidates here today. Let's shift over again to economic development, and specifically when it comes to really the recent developments that have taken place in Far West Emporia. There's expansion coming to the pavilions, that's been announced. There could be another wave of expansion to the pavilions being announced here within the matter of weeks, and also the new travel plaza in West Emporia moving forward. William, how does the city plan for future economic development, especially in light of these two major projects which are moving forward as we speak?
I'm certainly excited to see these developments being made in Emporia. I hope that they do help in addressing the issue that we're facing with a declining population here. I do think it's part of that effort of attracting new people and keeping people here into this community. I definitely see these steps that are being taken, and I feel that the city can continue to engage in these efforts so that we can continue to focus on future development here, attracting people here, and keeping people here in the city.
Danny, how does the city plan for future economic development, especially in light with a couple of what appears to be relatively major shots in the arm in the retail side of things with these two projects?
Well, I think one of the major things is becoming engaged, making sure the city's engaged in their needs. Every one of them has different needs, with the pavilions and the travel pavilions, that's something that it's been going on for about 5 or 6 years, and with the expansion of 3 more businesses out there, and like you said, there's more to come. Making sure that any hurdles that they've got or something that we've got somebody assigned to it to follow it. With the travel plazas, that's initially they're working on the infrastructure out there right now. They're going to be working with us on IRBs, TIFs, and things like that sort. So that's, they've really got a different need at this point, but we have a staff that's assigned to that. With the new Fanestol plan out there that we're probably going to see here in the near future, breaking ground on the second phase of that. There's different needs out there as far as the infrastructure. The Evergy Center out there at the corner of America's Road and 180. We're working on sewer and water plans for those, and also a road going down 180 to Road F5. So there's a different need there. So I think the whole thing, and that's just naming a few of them. A Dynamic Nest is still, they're completing their move into Detroit Diesel. Some of the growth, Simmons has had a tremendous growth. When I got in office, there was about 350 people out there and now they're about 1,400. And so, we were always there for their needs, on their new addition and the other building out there to get them. They've got a little over 1 million square foot under roof right now. And also Hostess as another one. When I got in office, they were closed up, and we didn't know what was going to happen there, but they're probably never stronger than they are right now. And, in the 50 years I've been here, I haven't heard of a bankruptcy or a strike or anything out there. So they're a very solid company out there right now. But I guess the whole gist of it is, I think as far as the city is on future existing, and that is just being engaged with them, helping them with needs such as moving forward through their either building or expansion.
Let's shift over in a way, not so much for economic development now, but to a degree, economic development in the future. For the last several years, the city has, along with Lyon County, supported Emporia State and Flint Hills Technical College with money for scholarships. Danny, I'll start with you on this. Should the city continue that approach? And if so, could it possibly expand financial support to other outside entities as well at this time?
It's been a good approach. We've worked with Allison down there, President Garrett down there at the college, and also Dean Hollenbeck over at Flint Hills Tech, on earlier on scholarships with Emporia State. Not so much this year. We swung over to maybe helping with other needs as far as right now we're working with them on Highland Street and how to improve that to get additional parking to the new student housing over there. So I think, you know, that's another thing is being available and helping them with their needs, whether it's trying to dress up the campus. A few years ago, the college approached us on air conditioning in the civic auditorium, and that was about $500,000 there, and that helped them, during their graduations, during their basketball games, during the hot part of the time. So we were there to do that, and we're also doing some more improvements in the civic auditorium. So as far as the financial support, it comes in many ways. For a while, it was coming through scholarships and other help. Now I think it's swung over, but we've always had an open ear. We realize that Emporia State and Flint Hills Technical College are vital. I mean, very important to the city of Emporia. So the help that we give to them, we always listen to them, and we're also listening to our taxpayers. So we're there to make them successful. When they win, we win.
Indeed. William, what are your thoughts here? Should the city continue that approach of financial support to ESU and Flint Hills Technical College? And if you are in agreement with that, would this be a time to expand financial support to other outside entities?
Education is certainly key to growing and improving a community. Our higher education institutions, Emporia State, Flint Hills, they're top-notch. And so, yes, it's important that we continue to support them financially and with other needs that they have. By doing that, we're working towards attracting people here, right? Attracting students here. And in turn, hopefully keeping them here in Emporia to work and to grow their families. I'm certainly open to reviewing other outside entities that we could provide support to. That's definitely a topic of discussion that I would say that should be had.
It's 1044 on KVUE and KVUE.com. We're getting into our final segment. Again, your questions are welcome here as we wrap up Candidate Forum here today. We will take our final break here on the KVUE Candidate Forum here for today with City Commission incumbent Danny Giefer and challenger William Garner. Our Candidate Forum here today is brought to you by Ray Roofing Incorporated, by Justice Painting, by ESB Financial, and by Geotech.
Looking to get painting done but don't know who to call? Well, just call the folks at Justice Painting. They are your one-stop shop for all your painting needs. Offering professional painting services of interiors, exteriors, kitchen cabinets, drywall, and commercial work. With no job too tall or too small, just call Jerem for a free quote. That's Justice Painting, 620-757-2343.
I'm Karen Summers from ESB Financial. We're a proud sponsor of today's Candidate Forum. We believe that being part of the political process as an educated voter is one of the biggest responsibilities we take on as citizens of the city of Emporia, the state of Kansas, and of our great country. Voting in this election is vital as we deal with so many very important issues. Please take the time to determine the best candidate for you in each and every race. Then get out and exercise your right to vote. The future of our country depends on all of us.
Keeping your cool under extreme conditions is very important. The same goes for the roof over your head. Just ask your professional roofing contractor at Ray Roofing Incorporated. Reflective white TPO Carlisle roofing systems are proven to keep solar heat out of buildings and are energy efficient for high performance that's strikingly affordable. Now that's cool. Call 620-342-7576 and let the experts go to work for you. Ray Roofing Incorporated, roofing and sheet metal, 805 E6 in Emporia.
This is Steve Brosmer with Geotech, your land surveyors of the Emporia and Flint Hills area, with another edition of Did You Know? Did you know that if you are listening to this announcement, then I have missed my intended audience? That's because you will most likely vote in the upcoming general election. This year, the stakes have never been higher, so please encourage your friends and family to exercise their right to vote in this November's election. And see Geotech at 115 West 5th for all your land surveying needs.
KVOE's Candidate Forums. KVOE, live and local.
1047 on KVOE and KVOE.com into our final segment of the KVOE Candidate Forum with Emporia City Commission candidates Danny Giefer and William Garner joining us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line here today. William, let's talk about census data. You referenced this, Danny referenced this early on in our program here today. What does the most recent census data tell you about our current situation here in Emporia, plus our upcoming challenges and perhaps even opportunities to come between now and the next census?
So you look at the census data over the last 10, 20 years, the population of Emporia has been in decline. It's not a new issue. It should not be a surprise to anyone. Again, we look at the census data in 2010, compare it to 2020. We're clearly not doing enough to attract people and to keep people here. How we do that, that's going to come in the forms of being more aggressive on issues we've already talked about, housing, wages, attracting new businesses here in regards to shopping, dining, entertaining, and on top of that, being more aggressive in promoting what we do have here in the community. This is a very real issue. It's an issue that, again, we've been facing for 20 years. Again, I hear people talk about what we've done, but clearly it's not enough when our population is continuing to decline.
All right, Danny, from your perspective, what does the census data here from about a month ago tell you about our current situation and also upcoming challenges and opportunities to come?
Well, obviously it was a little disappointing, but you need to bring people in, you need a lot of things, different things. It's more than one thing to have some people there. But, obviously housing is a big issue. Continuing on, I think with the expansions that we've had out in our industrial parks and the businesses that have been brought in, it hasn't been enough. We still haven't really, I think, the difference between this past one and the past 10 years and the previous 10 years, we haven't fully recovered from losing close to 2,000 jobs out at Tyson. And that was nothing that the city of Emporia could have did to prevent that. It was a matter of cattle movement to a different area. But that was a big jolt to Emporia. Out of that, get back to where we're at, close to where we're at, with the increase in employees out at Simmons by about 1,000 people, shoring up the jobs at Hostess. There's now, Tyson Steel, they were our largest employer for years, but Simmons has passed them here in the last year or two. They still employ more than 900 employees out there. So, the new travel plazas, they'll bring, their estimate is 200 to 300 people. Not all high wage earners, but there'll be some. Fanestals is going to be more secure in their workforce out there with a new building, moving them out of the floodplain to the other one. So I think it's really no one thing to do. When you look at the census data over the state of Kansas and a lot of states in the Midwest, towns of our size, very few increased. We just need to continue trying to move forward.
Danny, let's talk housing again. It's already been brought up specifically in our first segment, and both of you did address things. But given the different avenues that the city has at its disposal or potential targets and potential goals here when it comes to housing, just how should the city handle its own current housing situation? Is there one specific sector of the housing bubble, housing conundrum, that you believe that the city should focus on first and foremost, and the others will start following in from there?
I assume you're talking about maybe lower income housing versus higher income.
That's one of them. You could also possibly throw in, say, infill versus new housing versus apartments. You know this as well as anybody. There's a whole lot of different directions that this whole housing conversation has taken and could still take.
What's happened to Emporia over the last 4 or 5, 6 years, or really probably 7 or 8 years, infilling? You'll see a lot of those lots that were empty have been filled up. That's predominantly how we got most of the 160-some-plus housing units. We filled all those up. We've got a very few of those. We get approached from the city on some of our you know, tear downs where we gain a lot. But most of those are gone now. So a lot of the new housing is probably going to have to go out into new areas. Or, you know, there's the housing that we had when we had the population a little higher than that are still here. So maybe rehabbing. We've applied for a grant of $400,000. We're applying for it right now to maybe put a dent in that a little bit. Maybe we can assist builders in rehabs and stuff like that. And one thing about bringing a house back to life, if it's possible, some of them are just too far gone. One thing about bringing them back up, the infrastructure's already there. They're already got the sewer there, the water line there, the streets out in front. So all of those infrastructure costs are minimal. So that might be another approach that we're working on right now. But, you know, over the past few years, we did things that we've never did before. The RHID has never been done. We was one of the first ones in the state of Kansas to use that. It was a law that was set out there for several years, and now we're using it. You know, we did that. We seen a need of improving our downtown, and also we needed housing, and that's something on our downtown. So there was 5 of the lofts that were built by the Hag Management Company down there, and we're looking at we're working with some more developers on some towards the center of town to improve in that and putting lofts up above. So those have been real successful. So I guess being open to anything new out there, thinking outside the box is a good approach. We're open to listen to builders. We're obviously not going to go out and hire a construction crew and start for the city and start putting up houses. So by not doing that, we need to be around to listen to them and make smart decisions. So I don't want a short-term solution causing a long-term problem 10, 15, 20 years from now.
William, what do you think? We've got a caller waiting, and we'll get to you here in just a second, but what do you think? There's a number of different ways that the housing conversation could take. Does one take priority in your mind?
I feel that Emporia needs to look at expanding and diversifying the housing opportunities that we have available. You know, I see plenty of rental properties. I know that the city, in working with individuals in this community, have heavily invested in rental properties, especially in the downtown area. But that's only one type of housing, right? And then I hear that, okay, we've, built over 160 single family housing units over the last decade or so. But again, that's only a piece of it. I go to other cities, other communities, and I see the different housing opportunities there, and I see, okay, they have condos for sale, they have apartments for sale, they have townhomes for sale. Where are those in our community? I'm not seeing them. So I think that's an area where we need to look at, diversifying what we have, not just focusing in one area, whether that be just rental properties or just single-family housing. We need to be aggressive in going out there and diversifying what we currently have available.
Okay, let's go to the phones here. And again, we do have a caller here with a question here for you. Good morning. You're on KVOE's candidate forum here today.
I have the question for Danny. I'm just curious. I'm not criticizing or anything, but why are they building a new travel plaza when Lion J is right out there? I don't understand the reason.
That's been a question on a lot of folks' minds here. Danny, what have you been able to gather, and why is this moving forward?
What the group, I think, both groups, one is Quick Trip, and the other one is I can't even remember the name of it, of what it'll be, but it's a national company. They said we're underserved. You know, it may not look well. If you go out there to find Jay, a lot of times you see the semis waiting on the highway trying getting into it. But their studies show that it's underserved. And as far as private business coming in, we don't have a whole lot of. We're not as a city. We're not going to be out stopping a private company or. From coming in and expanding in our city. You know, I know that they did all the research, those type of companies, and they're not wanting to put millions of dollars in investment in there where they don't think they have a payback. And I see that up at Edgerton. They just got done putting a couple of those up there. They put one in Hayes. They're building one up in Topeka right now. It's some of this same group. So travel plazas seem to be a demand right now, and they're mainly not for most of the business are projecting it's going to come off the road from the two interstates that come through there, the Turnpike and I-35 come in there. We're an ideal location, and the location out there seems to be real appealing to them.
Okay. Well, let's close things down here, and Danny, let's get your closing comment, and really – one more appeal to voters, why voters should vote for you here November 2nd.
Well, again, I've really appreciated the time to that you give us to express our opinions and answer some of the questions. And I'm always open to discussing where Emporia is at and working with anybody. But my thoughts are, I want to make sure Emporia continues to be a place where entrepreneurs and hardworking families can find promising business opportunities, well-paying jobs, and a great environment to raise their children and grandchildren. And so I just, I have a big stake here, and we did a lot in the last 8 years, and I want to be a part of the next four.
William, Danny, sorry about that. Thank you. But William, really quickly, why should voters vote for you here coming up November 2nd?
Well, as I've said before, I'm going to be in this community 10, 20, hopefully even 50 years from now. And, I'm a part of that next generation of leaders, and it's vitally important that we have leaders of the next generation, the ones that are going to be here, decades from now. We need to have a voice on the city. We need to be able to have a voice in where the city is going because ultimately, we are that next generation of leaders. So I certainly want to encourage people to think about that and to encourage them to, is it time to have a fresh set of eyes on the city commission, especially from that next generation of leaders. We live in a great country where we have the freedom to use our voice and have a say in who's elected to office and who serves us. Really in closing, I want to thank again you for this opportunity, and I just want to encourage all Emporians to get out there, to use their voice and vote on Tuesday, November 2nd.
All right. Well, William, thank you. Danny, thank you. Best of luck to both of you here as you continue towards the general election November 2nd. Thanks again for your time, William.
All right, thank you.
Danny, thank you for yours. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
That wraps up our first of four candidate forums here on KVOE for the November 2021 election cycle. Don't forget that Tuesday we will have another city commission candidate forum. This will involve incumbent Susan Brinkman and also challengers Travis Hitt and Jamie Souter. Our school board candidate forums for USD 253 Emporia will be October 12th and 14th. Candidate forum here today has been brought to you by Geotech, by Justice Painting, by Ray Roofing Incorporated, and by ESB Financial. 1102 on KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, and KVOE.com. All the information you need, live and local.
Candidate Forums 2021, brought to you in part by ESB Financial, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Geotech, your land surveyors of the Emporia and Flint Hills area, 115 West 15th Avenue in Emporia. Justice Painting, no job too tall or too small. Call Justice Painting, 757-2343. And Ray Roofing Incorporated, roofing and sheet metal, 805 East 6th in Emporia. Candidate Forums 2021 on KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, Emporia. All the information you need, live and local.